Our good friend Bob Elliott, formerly of the Toronto Sun, joins us now. This is shocking news. There's no way to anticipate this, prepare for this. 40 years of age. What are you feeling right now, Bob?
Well, Robert, Mr. Shannon, it was certainly a shock. I mean, I knew he was a pilot. His father was a pilot, and you know, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. He took up his father's love and passion for the flying and that. And you know, he talked to me about it, but it was either with Phillies or with here. And you know, flying stuff, that was all over him. I didn't know anything about it. I just asked if he gave frequent flyer miles, and he said no. And but I don't know. I'm just thinking of last time I saw him in Clearwater, and he had his two boys there. And then again,
it's an extraordinary day.
In St. Mary's, the boys were in St. Mary's this year when he was inducted.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I think the one boy, Braden, I think he's grade 11, I think. And, you know, Roy was the coach of his baseball team, and, you know, I said, is he a good dad or is he a good coach? And he says, well, it depends. It usually depends how I do, you know. And he was joking, you know. He had this father's dry sense of humor. And, you know, it's very sad. Terrible, terrible day.
Hey, how approachable was he around the cage, Bob? I mean, was he one of those guys you were never afraid to walk up to, or even on days before and after bad games or good games? What was he like to talk to?
Well, you couldn't talk to him on days he pitched, but in the clubhouse, if I had a bit of a relationship with him because I'd written so much about his scout, Buzz Campbell, and he'd kind of get mad and not mad, but he'd kind of say, well, I don't have time right now, I'm busy. And I'd mention the scout or something, and next thing you know, he'd start laughing and turn around. And the scout always called him by his first name, which was doesn't hit me right now. It was Leroy, I think.
Harry.
Yeah. Well,
Harry Leroy.
Yeah, so he'd call him, so I'd drop a Leroy on him and he'd start laughing. And he said, you know, not many people get away with that, you know, only bussing you. And anyways, and then he'd, you know, he'd be fine. But no way would I even try that, like on the day before or the day of. And I'll never forget, the Blue Jays finished their season in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I think it was Cito Gaston's last year. So I told the office, I said, well, I'll just stay here. The Yankees are coming in and I'll cover that. So meanwhile, I bet you I had 25 guys go by me and they all said, you're in the wrong place. Meanwhile, Halliday was thrown as a no-hitter. it was a home game, yeah, for the Phillies, yeah.
I said earlier that my experience with him, and I was thinking now very quickly, obviously, but I always thought he was cordial, generally preferred to decline interviews, suggesting he really didn't have anything to say, and I never thought it was impolite. Although I will say that after he retired, and it may have been before the Blue Jays honored him and he got the one-day contract with the Blue Jays. It may have been then. I can't recall the exact time. But we did have him on the program. And it was the first time I'd ever talked to him where I thought he was extraordinarily chatty. I never experienced that. I thought he was quiet-ish, humble-ish, and felt like he didn't have much to contribute to a conversation. But on this last occasion that I talked to him, he actually was quite open. What did you experience in the times that you actually sat down and chatted with him?
Well, he was, I would say, he was very, very much business, very much business. And I remember he had the one good line the time, remember, Orlando Hudson got sent out because he was quoted in the paper, I think it was in the Globe, as saying that JP Ricciardi dressed like a pimp. Like, it was about the 25th paragraph. But anyways, the next day he's gone. So it was a big furor, and they didn't have a second baseman at the time. So I went by Halliday, and I said, what do you think? And he said, I think he's one of he's the best teammate that I've ever had. And I said, really? And he says, yeah, and I've been through this organization twice. So, you know, he came all the way up, and then Buck and Gordon in, what was it, 2001 or whatever, they sent him back. Walking in that day, and they said, we're sending Halliday down. So I don't know who it was. Somebody said, to Syracuse? And Buck said, no. He said, oh, you're sending him to
Kinston?
No, where was
– Well, he wound up going to Dunedin.
Yeah, the guess was double A. It wasn't New Hampshire. They weren't in New Hampshire yet. Anyways, and so then Buck said Dunedin, and we said, oh, for the weather, right? And he said no, to start over. And that was like a wow moment. All my years in baseball is that day that, you know, because he was so good, and they raved about him all spring, and then he got into games, and it was terrible.
Couldn't get anybody out. I think he had a 7+ ERA, didn't he, when he was sent down? It wasn't good.
Very high. I don't remember the exact number, but yeah. I remember going over one day with the Phillies, and he said, I can't talk right now. They asked me to talk to the minor leaguers. I said, well, can I come and listen? So this is the year after he pitched the postseason gem, the no-hitter. And
yep.
So I'm at the back there, and he said, well, you guys all probably think I'm pretty good, think I have a lot of records and all that. He says, I'll tell you this. I have my ERA. It's the highest. Is the highest in baseball for anybody that made, I don't know what it was, 10 starts or something the year before they got him sent down. That it was 1064. He said that was a record, and so they're all like laughing. And he says, believe me, any doubts that you guys have experienced, you know, where whether you're at Salem or Greenville or Jackson or wherever you're going. I've experienced it. And he said, you have to fight the battle. And he talked a lot about that guy, who was the mental coach who really got him untracked and on the way.
What did that say about his determination, Bob? I mean, to me, this is when you go to the depths that he did to go back to A-ball, to fight his way back to Major League Baseball, that really is a sign of character.
I think so, John. I think so. He was. I mean, he was determined. I remember. I don't know. I don't remember who the manager was at the time, whether it was Cito or Tim Johnson or whatever. And they told us that there's a Roy Halliday Club. Well, what's that? Well, Halliday's. There's seven pitchers doing his workout, the same workout that he does every morning. Oh, really? So then somebody asked about a guy. Well, no, he dropped out of the Halliday Club. Anyway, so it lasted for about 2 weeks. Nobody, like all these young bucks, they couldn't stand with, they couldn't hang with him and do all what he did, you know. And like he used to get there. I went to see him for a story at Clearwater. And I got there at 5:00, and he was already there. And the guard said, oh, yeah. He said, I don't know what time he goes to bed, but he said, he gets in here early. And so all his work done is done before, like on the weight thing or the running before the other players would arrive.
We're with Bob Elliott, formerly of the Toronto Sun, Hall of Fame sports writer, and bemoaning the passing of Roy Halliday today, who was killed in a single plane crash.